kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Noong 12 ng Hulyo, ginanap ang Post-Arrival Orientation Seminar sa Philippine Consulate General sa Melbourne. Ilang mga bagong dating sa estado na international student ang dumalo sa seminar na pinangunahan ng Filipino-Australian Student Council of Victoria o FASTCO at iba't ibang panauhin mula sa mga sektor na makakatulong sa mga bagong salta.
Kasama natin ngayon ang current FASTCO Director for Communications na si Kyle Franco. Magandang araw, Kyle.
Hi, good afternoon.
Okay, first question. Ano ba yung aim nitong ganitong event na Post-Arrival Orientation Seminar 2024?
Well, actually, the Post-Arrival Orientation Seminar, annually siya nagaganap, parang twice a year. One during the normal study term and then second sem during the same year. So, it's not just held by FASTCO, pero it's in partnership with the Philippine Consulate General in Melbourne. Tapos, kasama natin yung mga iba't ibang Filipino communities and Filipino-associated communities around Victoria that can help provide services for newly arrived Filipino international students dito in Melbourne. So basically, it's like a way for... Melbourne Filipinos to get a kickstart on what to expect and how to protect their own rights while staying in a different country.
Bakit mahalaga yung gantong events for international students?
Well, I want to say not just for Filipinos, pero everyone moving to a different country. Kasi, syempre, it's gonna be a different culture from where we lived in and grew up. So, mas maraming culture shock. And dahil iba't iba rin naman ang patakbo ng government sa mga bawat bansa, iba-iba rin ang mga policies and laws that will cover these. So, mahalaga na maging informed tayo sa... just to be aware and to be a law-abiding like citizen, whether you are temporary or permanent, maging law-abiding tayo while at the same time we exercise our rights.
At since outgoing FASTCO officers na kayo malapit na, makakaasa pa rin ba yung mga international students ng iba't ibang events, seminars na makakatulong sa kanila?
Yes, FASTCO actually, building on its 3-year strategic plan, we aim not just to foster the spirit of camaraderie but also be a safe space to Filipino international students in Victoria. So, hindi lang mga academic events ang makikita nyo, pero mga networking, we also have like welfare events. Like we have a monthly FASTCO Mustahan, which is like we do it once a month at least para lang makapag-get together yung members ng FASTCO and other members who want to join, para lang they could feel a sense of community and family while they are away from their own family.
And last question ito, sa mga international student na maaaring makaranas ng fallback or rainy days, for sure marami silang maraming paparating na dapat silang kaharapin. What is your advice to them?
Well, mahirap, pero lahat naman yan lilipas. Dito talaga matetest ng kapag may tiyaga, may nilaga, and di nga tayo pinalaki ng sex bomb para bumawi, kaya laban-laban lang.
Nakapanayam din natin si Angelo Gutierrez, isa sa mga bagong international student sa Melbourne. Ano nga ba ang kanyang tinatahak na kurso at paano niya hinaharap ang bagong buhay sa bagong bansa?
Bakit mo napiling maging international student dito sa Australia?
Okay, so nung nasa Pilipinas ako, may isang school akong pinasukan, which ang pinag-aralan ko is marketing management. So I stayed there for 2 years and I graduated with an advanced diploma in marketing management. And throughout the journey, may na-offer silang mga partner school across the world. So there's Australia, US, UK. Pero eventually, I chose Australia since first and foremost, yun yung pinakamalapit sa Pilipinas. So one-way trip lang siya. And eventually, since natapos ko na yung diploma ko in marketing management, I decided to pursue a bachelor's degree in fashion marketing, and that partner school is called CollArts, otherwise known as Australian College of the Arts. So yun yung one of the main reasons ko.
So ngayon, ang kinukuha mong course ay
fashion marketing.
At na-enjoy mo naman yung course na ito? Nagugustuhan mo siya?
I would say, oo, na-enjoy ko siya. Kasi recently, after nakuha ko yung diploma ko sa marketing management, hindi ko alam kung anong ima-market ko. So parang I had to choose kung ano yung pinaka-convenient in terms of marketing. So ang pinili ko is fashion marketing, which involves a lot of retail. So I decided, why not? Since hindi ko alam ang ima-market ko, might as well just try anything if ever na mapick sa interest. And so far, na-enjoy ko yung fashion marketing. So
ano yung nagiging motivation mo sa pagpe-pursue ng itong dream mo dito sa Australia for almost 7 months na?
So in terms of my goals here in Australia, so since I'm on a student visa, I hope to get since bachelor, sana yung aim ko is makagraduate with a bachelor's degree. And if ever, siguro, may plano din ako mag-postgraduate, so stay another additional year to work here in Australia. And if ever, depende sa company, pag sponsor ako, maybe I could stay here permanently as a permanent resident. So that's one of my motivations.
And lastly, nakakatulong ba yung ganitong event sa'yo, itong PAOS na ginanap ngayon dito sa Philippine Consulate?
I would say yes. Since 7 months na ako dito, naranasan ko na iba talaga yung buhay dito sa Melbourne kumpara sa Pilipinas. Nung nasa Pilipinas ako, I pretty much had everything. Tapos nung pagpunta ko dito sa Melbourne, it felt like a different world for me na I had to not necessarily start back again at zero, but more of it's a different way of doing things. So since I'm on my own and my family, nasa Metro Manila sila, so I had to do many things on my own and meet people on my own. So I cannot just come to my parents na sabihin ko sa kanila na I need to meet this person but I don't know how. Pero ever since I'm here, I have to do some of the things that on my own. It was hard at first, and to be honest, it's still very hard up until now. Pero I made this choice, so it's important that I go out and take the risk.
Isa sa mga nagbigay ng tulumpati si Jennifer Casimiro mula sa The Empowered Australian Multicultural Society Incorporation, kung saan binigyan niya ng tips ang mga bagong international student sa mas epektibong paghahanap ng trabaho, volunteering at pagpapalawak ng network.
Bakit po mahalagang kumonekta ang mga international students sa Filipino community po?
Kasi pag international student ka, malaki yung loneliness at yung feeling na nag-iisa ka lang dito sa Melbourne o dito sa Australia, lalo na kung bagong dating ka. So, ang best bet mo is to connect to community. Siyempre, parang yun ang safe place mo. So, it's really, really important na kumukonnect tayo sa mga Filipino groups para parang meron kang familiar faces.
At aside po siyempre sa pag-aaral nila, pagtatrabaho, nabanggit niyo po kanina yung pagiging volunteer. Bakit po mahalaga yung pagiging volunteer? Ano po ba yung mga makukuha nila doon at ano po ba yung mga career na pwede doon?
Maganda kasi yung volunteering, especially you're helping out, you know, you're giving back to your community. Maganda yon dahil, alam mo yon, sa excess time mo na ibibigay mo sa nakakatulong ka. And also, yung mga employers dito sa Australia, they favor those who volunteer, surprisingly. Kaya nga ang volunteering, you can even put it in your resume.
At ito po, syempre sa mga po, bago pong student na dumating, makakaranas po syempre sila ng rejections. Hindi naman po agad-agad lahat ay makakakuha agad ng trabaho sa first application nila. Ano po yung advice po ninyo para sa kanila?
Oo. Kailangan matibay ang dibdib mo because rejection will always be there. Diba? Pero just continue to push on. You know, lagi dire-diretso ka lang. As long as you know your focus, eventually you'll get there.
Sa tulong din ng Philippine Consulate ng Melbourne, naging magandang susi ang PAOS 2024 para sa mga bagong saltang mag-aaral mula sa Pilipinas sa pagbibigay kaalaman sa pamumuhay sa Australia, mapa-edukasyon, trabaho, renta o paghahanap ng komunidad sa bansa. Ako po si Martin Duanyo para sa SBS Filipino at ito ang Kwaderno, Buhay International Students sa Australia.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.